Hello.
I told you it was going to happen.
Yes. A voice warned me. I don't know who that was.
No, it's from our phone system. It basically kicks us off the phone.
You have been kicked from this conference.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
I know, exactly. So that's why I warned you beforehand.
Now,
let me tell you what I have. And then, so I put major renovation, bathroom, kitchen remodeling, cabinet, refinishing, deck, porch, building, renovation, remodeling, general contract work.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Okay. Now, your onboarding call is about 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window as well. I do have some availability today. I have tomorrow and Friday. When works best for you?
Trying to think. And what is that for? To set up the whole account?
Yeah. So what they do is they recheck all of the information I put. They go over what keywords are searched the most in your area, how you want your website, like color wise, to look. If we need to get pictures for us to get access to the Google Business Profile. You don't need to be in front of a computer or anything along those lines because they're the specialists. They take care of everything, but we need to make sure we have everything the way you want it to look. So that's what it's for.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have time for it today?
What's the latest they can call? You guys are on the West Coast, so if you call, what are you, 3 hours behind?
Correct. So the latest?
It's 1 o'clock right here.
The latest time that I have,
today,
the latest time that I have is between 6 and 7 your time.
Oh, that wouldn't be bad.
Okay, so that's okay today then?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, I'll put you down for today. Yeah, because the quicker we can do this, you know, the better to get everything going for you. So today between 6 and 7, I got you scheduled. I'll email you over the Google invite as well when we get off the line. So you have a Google Business Profile already. Okay, and you have a Facebook page for the business, right? Or do you want us to make one?
No, I have one, but I don't see, this is the thing, this is the whole back and forth thing because I'm not a tech person, but I have the Resurrect Refinishing already up there. I don't know if I should just change the name or start a new one. So.
You should, you can just change the name, right? Do you have stuff on it already?
There's a couple of things, but it's mostly on the refinishing end. There's not too much construction, but I can add those pictures. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you already have it, so there's, I don't think there's no, need to, make a whole brand new one, so.
Right.
That's fine.
And then not only that, because then customers might say, oh, he just opened up his Facebook, or, you know, they might see that and say, oh, you know, like, this guy's just starting business today or something.
Yeah, and I just opened up your Facebook page. You have some followers already as well, so you're better off just staying with it. So that's.
I tried changing the name a couple times, and I don't know what names does it come up still on.
It's popping up as Resurrect Refinishing, correct?
Yeah, see, because I tried changing the name, and it doesn't let me for some reason.
Okay, let me put this on the notes.
Because I have that. I have, I think, TikTok and Instagram.
Okay. We will look into that for you about changing the name.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we are building you a website. Now, you have, and I know in your industry you might not want this, but I'm still going to ask. It's included at no extra cost payment integration, which means that your clients can pay for your services on your website.
Wow. That's kind of weird. So how would that work?
You do bigger jobs, so that's why I say maybe in your industry you might not want it. But the way that it works is, for example, let's just say you go put a ceiling fan in for somebody. And that person wants to pay with their card. So they could go on your website and they can pretty much make a payment for the work you did on your website.
So what company would that be running through, like the payment?
I'm not exactly sure. Let me do this. Let me put it on the notes.
The only reason why I'm asking is because like, we have all that shit. Like, let me see. I mean, look. We have Venmo, we have Zelle, Cash App, and Square.
Okay.
So depending on what kind of company it is that you guys will go through, I mean, it's not a bad idea, but at the same time, you know, like, I don't know.
Okay.
So, like, my worry is having a company on there that's going to charge, like, say, let's say 20% out of every payment or some shit. So, like, we don't want to be paying other businesses to do something that we don't need them to do.
No, I understand that. So.
Yeah, right.
I did this. I put it down on the notes for them to tell you exactly how it works.
Right.
So then you can decide if it's something that works for you on your onboarding call later. Okay. So we'll do that on that end. Now for, let me see here. Okay. So for specific target areas, do you go out about 50 miles for work?
45 to 50 mile radius. If you want to start it, like, I think the middle of Rhode Island would be Providence, Rhode Island, I believe. So if you want to do the radius from there, because Rhode Island is a small state. I don't know. I forget how many miles it is.
Okay.
I put
50 mile radius from Providence,
That's
Rhode
fine.
Island. Okay. And you can always change that as well.
Okay.
And then the days and the hours that you're open, you currently have Monday
through Saturday, 10 to 5.
You're still okay with that?
Yeah. I changed that just recently.
Okay. Those are good hours too, so.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're hiding the Google business or address on that. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, it shows Melvin Rodriguez Morales. Is there, a middle initial on that, or is it just showing that?
No, it just shows that. Can I ask you a question? So how can I what's your name?
My name is Laura. Laura Sanchez.
Laura?
Yeah, let me actually send you, because I haven't sent it to you yet.
I just want to know, like, if I call, like, that Splash place, is that company, are they going to verify that you work for them?
Yeah, of course. So I just sent you over a text message. It has my office line and my direct extension. If you look at our Google business profile, it's going to be the same phone number. And if you call it with the extension, I'm going to answer. Even if you call this number back, the one that I'm calling you on, it goes to our office and they'll transfer you over to me. You can do either or. Now, our office line, which is the 877 number, I'm going to ask that you please save that on your contacts because that's the number that we're going to be calling you from.
So, what's look at the name. What's the name of the business again? Local Splash?
Local Splash, yeah. Like a local newspaper and a splash of water. And the text message you receive, it should come from that 877 number, which is our office as well.
Oh, that's funny.
Hmm.
No, this local splash right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm. That is our office line. And my extension is 9270.
9270.
Yes.
So I can speak to Laura every time I call over there.
Yeah, if you, I'm the only Laura here. We do have a Lori, but they wouldn't transfer you to her. She's like our CEO or COO or, no one really goes through to her. I'm the only Laura.
The extension again? The extension is what?
9270.
I don't know if I want to go through all that and call, and I don't know.
I mean, if it makes you feel more comfortable, you can, but I mean, you're getting the text message from us. I am who I am. It's the same number. I am who I am. You're going to, even while, just so you do know, while we're on the phone, what's going to happen is I'm going to get your card info. I'm going to do the voice verification. Yeah. And you're going to get everything automated through text and through email from our company. And we're still going to be on the phone. So you're not going to get off the phone wondering, am I going with a legit company?
Right.
You get everything through text and through email. And I log you into your dashboard as well before we get off the line. So, I mean, you're going to be fine. You shall see.
You shall see.
I don't know how much more comfortable.
No, I know. No, it's I'm telling you, man. Like every penny counts right now.
I get it. So. Yeah, don't even worry about it on that end.
Yeah, the worst thing would be like to get ripped off over like a couple bucks. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, worst case scenario, I'm a scamming company and I don't do anything that I say before we get off the line, and then you just call your bank right away and you tell them, you know, but that's, like I said, I'm going to do everything with you on the phone right now.
Yeah.
So you're going to be okay. Trust me.
Am I in good hands?
You're in good hands.
Hold on a second. Let me read one of these reviews to you. It says, Local Splash is a fraud. They promised big results and got zero contacts out of it. They also promised a refund, and I can't even follow up with them because they are magicians. Disappearing text messages, also their contact with the name of Ben is a liar. If you want to waste your money and go with this company, then they're pretty good at it.
Yeah, I know a little bit about this account. I don't know enough, but I know a little bit about it. The little bit that I did read, when it came to a refund, we pulled up the recording of the call. There was no refund promised. But about the fact that there was issues with the account, I don't know the exact issues, to be completely honest with you. I know when it comes with a lot of of our clients, we can't give you any guarantees if this is going to work or not. We really can't. We can tell you how many people are looking for your services. It's not 100% on us either. Again, I don't know what happened in that account, but we have dealt with clients where we have to pull up their dashboard and we have to show them, look, you got these calls. Look, you got these text messages. Right. I don't know why you're saying it didn't work. Like you got the results. What you did with those, I mean, I have no, we don't know what happened in those. But it really, you can't make everybody happy. And I'm sure you know that, being in business. And I'm not going to say that there's times that we've always been perfect. I'm sure there's times that we drop the ball as well. But the best, we will try to make you the happiest that we can if there's an issue. A lot of those accounts that we have problems with, we do call them. We do call them and try to resolve the issues for that reason alone, because we don't want those bad reviews. I can't speak on every one of those people, but, we have 4.2 stars and we almost have 1,000 reviews, so we must be doing something right.
Yeah, no, yeah, the other company that I was looking at, and they have 4.7 stars and they have like...
Oh, nice.
They have like, let me see, I'll check. I'll tell you right now. They have like 3,000 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
No, they have more than that. They have 5,661 reviews.
Oh, wow. And it's an SEO company?
Yeah. And they're not even that far from you guys. They're in California.
Is it PageHub? And they don't have that many reviews.
No.
There's PageHub. There's Town Square.
Yeah. There's a few other ones in that area, in that California area.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, I mean, that's pretty much on that end when it comes with our reviews. You know, it's we have 4.2 stars. That's what we got going on that end. But, yeah, I mean, there's not much more to say than, I mean, again, I don't know about the other companies. I don't know exactly who it is that you're talking about. That's a lot of reviews, though, for an SEO company. That's good, too, but... I mean, I don't know. On our end, we are who we are. We're partnered with Google, you know, and we have our reputation as well. So, yeah.
Right. How do you go about, like, finding out how much traffic? Can you figure out how much traffic around this area for whatever it is that we're doing? Like for the service.
Yeah, so for a general contractor, that keyword in the last 30 days, it was searched 1,213 times. That's for a general contractor. Now, if we're looking to be a little bit more specific, like for example, bathroom remodeler or bathroom remodeling, I think would be the best option. For that one, we're looking at 1,474 searches in the last 30 days. Now, all of those, it can be double searches, triple searches. You know, I'm not going to tell you that's how many calls you're going to get, but that's what your traffic is looking like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that's pretty much the demand there. But let me see here. It looks like we were on this part. Oh, so the car that you're going to use, is it going to be the Newsnack address, or is it going to be... Okay, so it is a Newsnack address. Okay. And then what type of card is it going to be?
Visa.
Okay. Okay, and I'm ready for the card info whenever you are.
A lot of people are ready for that card info. Sorry.
You sound like you've been damaged. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. It's insane.
Ay, ay, ay. You're definitely making my morning, that's for sure.
It's 4581.
Okay.
5680.
Okay.
0052.
Okay.
8005.
Okay.
So how much are you taking out?
Yes, it's going to be 348. And I'm going to do the voice verification. It's going to go over that. That's going to be your month, the 249 plus the one-time setup fee of $99.
So when the next payment be?
Not until the 14th of September. And that's going to be for 249. Yeah, and again, I'm going to go over all of this right now with you in the voice verification. So if you have any questions, you can stop me on there as well. So when does the card expire?
Mañana. No, I'm kidding. 0327.
0327, okay. And then what is the security code?
869.
Okay. Now, we do set up a security question on your account. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you, nothing along those lines. Yes. You can pick whatever question. You can answer whatever you'd like. Just obviously remember it. So it's either going to be mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
And this is for when you guys call?
For when we call, yeah. When we call, we're going to ask you what's your security question. That's how, or we're going to ask you the security question. That's how you know us calling you. And then, yeah, that's how we'll know we're talking to you is because you know the answer.
Right. My mother's name is fine.
Okay. And what is her maiden's name?
Luz.
Oh, like the corporation?
right.
that you have going
Luz,
on? Okay.
Yes, yes. Luz Morales.
Luz Morales. Okay. Perfect. Now, I'm going to do that voice verification that I was telling you, which is on the recorded line. It does outline the service agreement. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to stop me. First things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Is Luz LLC, and the DBA is Resurrect Construction.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Melvin Rodriguez Morales, and the business owner.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we do ask you that security question so you know it's us calling you. And then we do call you from the 877 number that I did send you. That is our office line. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be each month on the 14th. And the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, or you can contact me as well. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your billing is due, so we do have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're going to be receiving a few automated emails and text messages as well. I'm going to send you a text message with a YouTube video. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. So it can be a little, you know, technology.
Yeah.
I'm not the best with technology. So the YouTube video really helps. So
right.
You can watch that, and then let me have you log into your dashboard. Give me 1 second because you're going to get everything right now.
And this is for the Platinum package, right?
Correct. It's the Platinum package. It's Google and Facebook combined for you.
Okay.
Okay. And then you're going to get a text message with your username and password. Go ahead.
It's Google and what, you say?
Google and Facebook. It's Google, Bing, Facebook, Apple, Yelp.
Okay.
The main directories, okay. Which I'm going to go over your terms and conditions with you right now, and it shows you those directories as well.
Because I opened up the... I have the Yelp account.
You've already done a Yelp account?
Yeah, I don't know if that helps you. Probably does.
It does help because you already did one, but some companies, you know, they don't have one up yet, so.
Yeah, it's up here. It's on here. I don't bring one up.
Okay. All right. Let me send you that YouTube video. I have it in Spanish, too. Do you want it in English or in Spanish?
English is fine.
Okay. All right. So let me send it to you in English. All right. And I'm going to send you a link to your phone, which is going to be the terms and conditions. So let me right there. Let's do that. Okay. I just sent you over a link. If you can open it up, it says like My Local /term/. It has your phone number on it.
Oh, wait, that link is to the YouTube video. One second.
Yeah, not the YouTube video one, the one that says terms and your phone number.
Yeah.
Okay, what this link, did you open it up so I can go over it with you?
Yeah, I see. I'm looking at Local Splash terms of experience.
So we are going to optimize your Google business profile, which is that SEO. The directory submissions, we'll go over that with you later if you need to get on any of those on your onboarding call. We do build your website. It includes Facebook ads. Now, there is a few other things like Google Ads, Google Guarantee. That's not included in your with your service. If you want to add it in the future, you can. But, you know, that's just some other stuff that Google offers. It goes over what we charged you, what we will charge you. So it goes over that. It goes over the seasonal hold that I let you know. You can always put it on hold if you need to. You can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on the two boxes and then type in your name exactly the way that it looks, it'll take you into what's going to be your dashboard.
Okay, username.
Your username is going to be your phone number. It also got sent to you through text, but your password is going to be best ads. So BESTADS, and it's all lowercase.
Best ads.
Mm-hmm. It's all lowercase too, so nothing capitalized.
Oh, shit. It's not working.
BESTADS. Correct.
It's not working.
It should let you in. Did you put your phone number? There's no dashes. 401-500-4780.
Dashes, that's right. Hold on. That's probably what's messing everything up. It's a dash.
Oh, yeah, no dashes.
That's what it was. Okay. We're working, what? We're working on your account.
Yes, perfect. Yeah. Okay, so what you can already do is you can upload pictures. So there's going to be a pictures tab that you can go on there through your settings, and you can upload pictures of the work that you did. Now, your onboarding call that you have later on today, I'm going to schedule you out. I put you down between 6 to 7. We'll go over all the details of everything that needs to be done. But as of right now, the only thing if you want to do, just get those pictures done and watch the YouTube video so you know how to use
it. Mm-hmm. So another question is, because it says business info, it says Lose LLC, can it be the Resurrect Construction on there?
It is. So I'm going to process, it's only popping up that right now because I haven't finished processing on my end. But as soon as I'm done here, it's going to be updated.
So domain that you guys are going to put up there is, are you guys going to ask what name to use for the domain, or is you just going to put whatever you guys want?
Well, we want to put something that's familiar to, it's similar to your company name. It just depends on what's available.
What they're available. The availability.
Yeah. It's about what's available.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if there's any way for you to contact me or whatever. I don't know. It's up to you, but.
What do you mean?
Because for the URL name or the domain name to look up for the website.
Oh, yeah. So that's what we're going to be working on. We have to see what's available when we have your – let me put it down. Is there something that you want it to look like? I mean, I can have them see what's available. What do you want it to say?
Well, the name of the Resurrect Construction on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're going to aim for, of course. The only thing is, you know, if it's not available because it's based off of the availability, we are going to get something that is as close to it as possible.
Right. Or you could just put 401 or something like Rhode Island.
Exactly.
Okay.
So any changes that need to, it's going to go based off of, the availability. So.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you have any other questions for me before we get off the line?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, if anything comes up, call me, and I will answer the, well, I mean, if I'm busy, I don't answer, but you can leave me a voicemail, and I'll call you
back. Yeah.
Okay. And then what was I going to tell you? Oh, you do have your onboarding call, so it'll be today between 6 to 7. If you have any other type of questions, concerns, you know, call me. But if not, on your onboarding call later on today, we'll get everything taken care of. Okay?
Okay, so you did put in the note time to try to change the name on Facebook.
I did.
Right.
I put it down that there is an issue that we have to try to change the name. We don't know what's going on or why it's not letting you.
Right.
That's what we got to figure out.
Okay, that, and then there was something else. What was it? I don't remember. Anyways, yeah.
Well, if you do remember, call me, okay?
I definitely will. So, So I don't know if I, what's the easiest number to call you, the extension on the 877 or whatever number this is?
You know, it's the same thing. So what happens is if you call this number back and if I'm on the phone, they're going to just let me know and then I call you back. If you call my, our office line, if I'm on the phone, I'm not going to answer, but I'll call you once I hear your voicemail. So whichever works.
All right,
Junior. Well, it's been a pleasure. It really has. Thank you. Thank you for a fun morning. I'll tell you that.
believing in you and putting everything in your hands.
This will work for you. You will see. And I am here for you. I'm not disappearing. So I said, anything, give me, I'm not, trust me. You can call me in 5 minutes. Okay. I'm here.
I appreciate that.
We'll talk later, all right, Melvin?
Okay.
Have a good rest of your day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.